Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tight Mates Fitness Podcast. Today, we are wrapped to have another guest on the show, Anthony. So Anthony is a busy, busy guy. He's a young father. He runs a business called Bootcamp Co., which is for training people to get back into fitness or continuing fitness. He's also studying part-time at university, a Bachelor of PE in Health, and that's actually where we cross paths. So great to run into him there. He's also a regular triathlete and recently completed a half Ironman in Geelong, which again, we crossed over and I guess we were a little bit of enemies because we were versing each other. But nah, welcome to the show, Anthony.
Appreciate it, mate. When you remind me that I'm still at uni, it's like, oh shit, better get that done. It's been about 7 years, so nah, appreciate you having me on here, boys.
So 7 years, so obviously you've put that on the back burner a little bit, made it part-time.
I'd call it super part-time. I want to get it done. I'm stubborn. I don't want to let things slip, so I'll get it done while I'm juggling everything else. So
how far off are you with the degree?
Jesus. Yeah, I think I've done 28 units and there's 32. Oh, yeah, so yeah. I'm due, we're going to Europe in 6 weeks' time, so I'll do my one subject.
We're in the exact same spot.
Yeah.
I'm on 28 as well.
You'll finish before me. You'll finish this year.
Yeah. I'm done this year, thank God. Yeah.
Europe this year, and then I've made like a plan with the coordinators. I'm like, just let me take it to an eighth year and I'll get it done. So if I don't fail, I'll be good next year. I'll be a teacher.
So Brando gave you a nice little wrap there. What more do we need to know about you, Anthony, like from your upbringing and what sort of came about with Bootcamp Co?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good intro. Appreciate that. The triathlon is quite new in terms of my fitness ventures. I sort of played footy a lot and washed up with a few injuries, and I've sort of got a bit of an addiction with the endurance train at the moment because I don't get injured. I don't do any ACLs. I don't do anything that's, you know, brutal to the joints, other than some tendonitis stuff. I'm sure you can attest to that,
Brando. It's shocking, yeah, the tendonitis stuff and the bone injuries. But it's just the overuse injury.
You can cop that. I'll take that any day of the week. But no, that's good fun at the moment. Obviously, crossed paths with Brando. He pit me on the line by a good 10 minutes, I think. I still know the time, so
we won't go into that.
And then boot camp... that's been my main, that's continued probably the last 5 or 6 years. I co-founded that with Alexandra, my wife, and we run that together. I don't know how we run that together and we've got a child now. We're sort of in the day-to-day, running of the business, managing people. We're still actually in the trenches taking classes, which is good fun because we sort of lost touch with that. We sort of stepped out of taking classes and just managing coaches. And then that was just, it was good, but I felt like I was just, managing people and not actually enjoying the fitness side of things. So we're back doing that. I think we've got a few ventures on the horizon in terms of, we want to keep on training people and having more fun that way as well.
And expanding.
Yeah. With Bootcamp, the expansion came quite big after COVID. We sort of had our boot camps, one each, and then I think we opened another two quite successfully. Like, we built them up, we sold a lot of memberships and got them going. And then from that, we're like, let's just keep going, keep marketing, keep putting Facebook ads out and
Facebook ads,
all that stuff. they're sort of scary when you put that budget out and you're like, shit, I better get my return on this. But no, we had some really good results with that. And then we sort of got good coaches in. They could see the direction we were going in and want to be a part of it. And it's at a stage now where we've got some great bootcamp managers actually building communities, getting results for our clientele, which are beginners. I might mention that they're not. It's not like elite, fitness by any means. But it's, I think it's more for the people that need it most. And we've sort of targeted that community, and it's really rewarding seeing those people actually get results and actually be a part of something. Because prior to that, they were, probably lethargic and, unhealthy habits, lacking social healthy relationship. So yep. it's nice yeah. to be able to provide something that they're a bit like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, and maybe they're the sort of people that have sort of been pushed aside, like in other boot camps where it's sort of tailored more for people that are, I guess, already sort of fit, but they're trying to get more fit in a way.
Yeah, like it's exactly how you say it. It's like, yeah. even when we're sort of talking to our like prospects on the phone, it's like, oh, like, you know, it's a supportive environment. The majority of our new members are vulnerable, a bit scared, and we understand that. So this is a safe space where you don't have to feel like you're being watched by, you know, a couple of bodybuilders in the corner or something like that. So it's sort of different because obviously how I like to train, it's, you know, sort of in that environment, but it's totally separate. It's really rewarding being able to coach people from a sort of different novice level get to a level where they feel like they're accomplishing things. So.
And I guess eventually those people can, or they might want to go further on, and that's where you can help them out in those next stages.
And that's the thing, like if someone's ready, like goes through our program and they've done like a year and they're ready to move on, like we don't, there's no need for us to keep them, say, you know, stay at boot camp. It's like, hey, like there's, I don't know, body fit or
other avenues,
better PTs that could sort of personalize programs and more advanced things for you. But while you're here, while you're trying to get started, hey, this is what we're really trying to be about. Love you to be a part of it. So
that's awesome.
So why did Boot Camp Co. become a thing?
Alex Alexandra, she was running her own boot camp and was sort of fell off I guess a group training from Ashy Bynes, which is like, she's like a social media influencer.
Yeah.
Was doing a whole lot of boot camps, and then Alex was left with sort of her group in Narre Warren, and had the opportunity to rebrand and I guess make something of it, and created her own women's boot camp. Yeah.
Yep.
So she had the boot camp and I was doing more, you know, sports therapy, injury rehab. I was working at the Saints, St. Kilda Footy Club, doing soft tissue stuff, very one-on-one stuff. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, so what's your background prior to going into like studying teaching?
Yeah, sports therapy. So that was a 3-year advanced diploma.
Yeah.
Very sort of like rehab-based injury prevention and whatnot. And then my PT, that was the, that came along with that as well. So I was very one-on-one, you know, working with footballers, working with, I guess, you know, people that I like to treat and get back on the park in whatever circumstance. And then Alex was more the group training. And I sort of, when we came together, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, you're training 20 people at once and I'm training this one person.
Yeah.
And I have to do 5 hours after this. So I sort of tried to put two and two together. I was like, actually, you know, let's try and come together. And then I started the Men's Boot Camp Co. It's funny. She was actually away on a trip in the States. And I sort of put the idea to her. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start the Men's Boot Camp Co. And she's like, yeah, sounds good. We'll sort it out when we get back. And here I am just, I think I registered the business name. I think I put out a post to my guys. I changed it from Advanced Sports Therapy to the Men's Boot Camp Co. logo. And Alex is like, I thought we were going to do this, you know, when we were back. I was like, nah, it's all good. I've got plenty of time now. And luckily, you know, it all went well.
So you got
some
itchy feet and thought you couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Straight into it.
Yeah, exactly. I was sort of pumped in terms of what, I guess, the vision that we had. And I was just training guys. I was just training blokes. And it was like a bit of a community of fellas that, again, they were still beginners. I sort of moved away from the, you know, recreational athlete to sort of men over 40 that really needed it. And then, yeah, from the men's and the women's, we sort of came together and we sort of said, let's go. Yeah.
So do you and Alex sort of share like the load from like both the female and male side of it, or do you take care of more the male side and Alex is more with the females? Or
yeah, like now it's more sort of just the business is one.
Yeah.
Whereas probably 2 years ago it was a bit like, I do the men's, you do the women's, and you know, we come together, we sort of see how we go. But we've got different strengths, but Alex is more sort of marketing. I'm sort of taking more of a, you know, working on, you know, the sales approach, because it's, I guess we've had to build a lot of systems now because we're looking after a lot of people. We can't just be having 10 meetings a day. We're having to sort of, you know, record a lot of videos, make systems that can really last a long time and
repeat.
Yeah. So we're sort of trying to think long term.
Become smarter.
Yeah.
So with the, so how many different boot camps do you have now?
I think probably 19. In terms of what we had, like at one stage, it was like 20. Like we can get them up quite quickly. We sort of learned that like it doesn't take too much to start a boot camp. It really sort of comes down to, hey, if we find the right coach that has, you know, the right values that we sort of really want for boot camp, and they're skilled and they can, you know, they can, I guess, have good humor, can communicate with their clients. We're like, let's go. We'll put a boot camp here for you. We'll, you know, put the marketing budget out and go from there. So we're sort of, yeah, picky and choosy with who we sort of start with. But I think in the past couple of years, we've had to actually, instead of just go and keep expanding, we've had to refine like systems. Otherwise, we'd sort of just have all this, you know, client churn, you know, our memberships aren't sort of in order, or our retention processes aren't in order, little things like that they sort of don't think about when you're just signing people up. So it's a big focus now moving forward. Just trying, if we go to less boot camps, that's fine, but at least we're sort of working on the back end.
So it's more so the quality of the boot camps and ensuring that all the coaches have like the same core values as what you initially came with.
Just the model, like everyone's, you know, has sort of like a, I guess, this library of, you know, how to's, whether it's working on sales, whether it's how to be a better coach during the boot camp. Like we're just really trying to work on the back end, so they've got always something to refer to and everyone's on the same path. Whereas before it was a bit like, you know, good luck, you've got all these members, and then I check in with you and there's, you know, I have to catch up on a month worth of, you know, cancellations or things like that. So there's been a lot of moving parts
recently. In terms of the business, do you sort of franchise like the locations out, or is it all sort of under like the same roof? Like you employ the trainer and then like how does that work with your business?
So each coach is sort of working for themselves as a contractor. And then they take a percentage of what the boot camp brings in. It is like a mutual agreement. Obviously we both wanted to do well. But we're in the process of actually, that is another thing we have to sort of look at and refine, whether it's, you know, we franchise, whether we license it, where to sort of, you know, be thrown into sort of this situation when we're like, okay, we're really, I think we're onto something here, and we just have to sort of I guess take the best approach so everyone can sort of have the best possible chance of succeeding.
Yeah, they're really good problems to have though. Working out what avenues are the best way to go down.
Like, there's always problems. It's just a matter of like, do we focus on this now? Where do I start? Who do I talk to? Because it's just like, you just wing it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think everyone wings it.
You just like, you don't know what you're doing. You're just like, oh, like you've got this going. You must be just like, yeah, but I'm just winging it. I'm just,
you find a way though.
Like, you know, business coach, we've had some, you know, really good coaches and we've tried to sort of network and whatnot, but yeah, you just got to trial and error and just, if you need to go back, that's fine.
It comes back to just taking action.
Taking action.
And going for it, because you can plan as much as you want, but like you can sit there and think about it all, but and think about like the best way to do what, like business, but at the end of the day you've got to put yourself in the, like in the spot to get it done.
You got to be in the field actually doing things
and start learning.
Sometimes if you overthink it too much you never actually do it.
What is it? Paralysis by paralysis.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. But we've sort of really just tried to have a go, and whether it doesn't work out, hey, at least we won't do it again. We can change it up.
That's awesome. So is it all membership based? How's that working?
Yeah, so when someone sort of joins the boot camp, their, you know, their commitment varies, whether it's 3 months, whether it's 6 months. We really try and get them committed to some sort of timeline, because they're the ones that really need it most, and we sort of, it's a disservice to us if we actually let them sort of just, you know, maybe dip their toe in and then go, oh, it's too hard, or I can't, you know, I don't want to do it. So we really try and nut out, you know, why this is important to you, how we can actually help you, for what period of time. Because, yeah, as I said, sort of they're coming in with a lot of sort of vulnerability and issues that we need to sort of fix. So,
How important is it to keep those people on track with knowing what they've been through? Like, is it, how difficult, because you want to make sure you retain them, is it the community that like helps the most for them?
I think so. I think when someone joins up, it's the, I want to lose weight, I want to look better. all those, I guess, you wouldn't call them superficial, but they're sort of things that they want straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But long term, I think they stay for the community because they just realize, hey, I'm around people that really support me. I've got a coach that keeps me accountable. And I've got someone that sort of, you know, keeps me on my back when I sleep in or I don't rock up. You know what I mean? Like it's, we can sort of feel like we're being a pest. But yeah, I think you sort of talk to most of the members and like some of the testimonials you look back, like we had our Christmas party at Marvel Stadium and some of the testimonials, you just go, oh, wow. Like, I
did say that.
They were just sort of saying like, you know, you've changed my life and you just sort of, you don't, because you're in the business and we're sort of like just focusing on keeping things running, to really hear people like the effects that boot camp has had on their mental health, not just their physical health, has been, yeah, sort of makes you look back and go, oh, sweet, we're really onto something here. Let's keep pushing. Yeah.
What's one of the most moving and powerful stories from your clients
that you can
think of?
Yeah, there's been a lot. Mm. I think even one of my guys from Keysborough, like he's got his own sort of coaching business, and it's even just sort of like being a part of, I guess, a program, like a boot camp program. He's sort of had the courage to really become a coach to help other people. And he sort of gained inspiration and confidence from sort of being around us. Like it was just one of those reasons. Obviously he had the physical benefits, the mental health benefits. But he, yeah, became a better father. He sort of, all these sort of, I guess, benefits that he had from boot camp, but sort of just relating to his sort of parent, I mean, being a better parent, being a better dad, and then, you know, having the courage to sort of take on things at work with his career as well. That, I remember hearing that, I was just like, that's really cool.
It gives you more motivation to keep pushing forward and thinking about opening more locations, etc. And when you find something that you're really passionate about, like it's pretty amazing, like how much more time you can put into it as well, because it just energizes you hearing the difference that you're making to people's lives, which is awesome.
Yeah, when the I guess the admin stuff gets, you know, piles up, you just go, hang on, I remember why I'm doing this. Yeah, I just got to get through this, and it's all part and parcel of it. But it's now with a little one as well, like we're really just trying to prioritize, you know, her time and watch her develop, and then, you know, our relationship as parents together, and then the business, it's just like, and then my training, and then her training, and then uni.
A little bit of uni in there as well. To be honest, I'm not sure how you're fitting all this in.
I don't know, mate.
As you said, you're just taking action and finding ways to get through it.
Are you more of a scheduling man? Like, do you like to see everything visually on like a calendar or something, and you've got everything implemented?
Yeah, like, so we, both Alex and I, we've, from our business coaching, we learned how to do, it's called like an L10. It's like our life meeting. Yeah. We do one for life, then we do one for work. So the life one comes down to like, hey, what are we eating each night for the upcoming week? You know, we've got to drop, you know, Tia at daycare on this time, who's looking after her, who's working, who's not. So we really sort of do that in our calendar so we can see each other's schedules.
Mm.
You have to do that when you sort of work together, I think. That's, we don't have our separate schedule. We need to be able to see what we each other's doing. I think, organization's a big part. Alex is probably the more creative. She will sort of design the diaries, the calendars, but I'm more the one that probably like, hey, we have to stick to this.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we just get like, oh, we're falling behind or... Mm. I'm not ticking things off. I'm a bit, we're big on ticking things off. Even if it's,
you accountability, know, man.
Even if it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, cold shower or, you know, take my...
You do cold showers in the morning?
Oh, I'm actually, I don't know why I said that, but I haven't, I haven't done it for about a month. Oh.
I've locked in ever since we like started Ironman training back in Jan. I just thought it was like, if I'm going to get through this, I need to do something hard right now, which was cold showers. Yeah. And my God, it's getting hard right now.
They say it gets easier, but
doesn't get easier. And I think that's why it's so good for you mentally. Because it's that one of those things that's just hard as. Like, I find myself sometimes sitting in the shower and I'm like, oh no, it's coming. But as soon as you do it, you feel so much better.
Mm. Yeah. There's no doubt, but it's just a mental, do I want to do this right now?
Yeah.
And then I guess you can play all the mind games you want. But
how important is communication between you and your wife, ensuring that you know, you stay on task, because, you know, yeah. I think if communication does drop, then there can probably be times where you maybe resent each other if you're not expressing yourselves at times.
Yeah, I think a big thing, we have our strengths and weaknesses in terms of, you know, when's there a time to talk about work and when's there a time to actually just be a couple and talk about, you know, silly stuff or life, whatever. I might be the one that sort of brings up work a lot.
Yeah.
When there's probably not a time. If I've got something on my mind, I need to like learn how to actually, if we're walking on the beach, you know, there's a time and place to bring up, you know, invoices and stuff. I can sort of like, I need to sort of just learn how to sort of, you know, digest things and actually, you know, where she's probably very good at that. She can really sort of keep things at bay and be present. So I think that's always a work in progress. But yeah, I think we're doing things to work on that. So yeah, if we didn't communicate, we'd be, yeah, I don't think we'd be able to work no. together. Yeah, it'd be challenging.
What's the biggest lesson from starting a business with you guys? Hardest lessons?
Yeah, like we've had like ebbs and flows, like we've, like in terms of like, you know, things going well, things going challenging. And I think it's just like, when things are going well, like you're sort of like, oh, like this would be sweet. We're It'll all going continue. Good. But then you're like, you go through tough times, you're like, shit, like it's, how do we get here? It's like, nah, this is all part of it. I think you have to go through this to actually know the weaknesses of the business.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're just in la-la land and you think everything's going to be sweet. So I think when you do hit that challenging point, whatever that is, you just need to realize that, hey, no, this is all part of it. I'm learning things here. And you can either, I think a lot of people stop there. A lot of people probably go, it's too hard, or do something else. What's the next new shiny object? But I think if you just sort of, yeah, find ways, which you always do, I think that's where the best part begins, really, because, yeah.
Yeah, if you continue on and you just push through, you tend to outlast other people.
Yeah, yeah, because I think a lot of people just stop. And, because shit does get hard. Like, it really does when you can play, you know, all these, let's just do something else. It's getting too hard. That'd be easier.
What's the quote? If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah. You know? So. And it's so true though, like you hear it, but then when you're in it, you're just like, oh, like it can get you down if you let it. But I think you sort of just got to resort back to sort of, you know, whether it's testimonials or whether it's, the people that have really sort of benefited from your program, and just going back to that, and you always find a way.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, how does the boot camp go during the colder months in winter? Do you find that it drops off? Is that something that's been a little bit of a weakness in the past?
I think we picked the wrong state to open the boot camp. We need to go
Victoria.
We see social media, like there's a few outdoor gym setups, and we're like, it's 5 a.m. and it's like they're on the beach. I'm like, what are we doing? I think we need to go into state soon. But during winter, like it's the most challenging time now. We do go indoors, like we do organize. When we say we do, the coaches have an option too, whether it's like a school hall or a footy club hall, club room, that all gets organized prior to winter. And then we sort of help them out on a sort of like a allowance basis if there's a cost to that.
Yeah.
So they're not sort of, you know, hit with that cost. Yeah. So there is sort of like things in place for it to run all year round, because a lot of boot camps just do summer and they're like,
and that's it.
Do something in winter, we'll see you back in September. But we're like, we've sort of taken that approach last fight. Like we've just gone through the whole year. And yeah, it's more hard. When we do advertise and market, we market for indoors and, because we're booking, like, is this indoors or outdoors? Like, no, we're indoors during the winter. So
yeah,
I think we've got it down pat, but yeah, it's more challenging. I think we do thrive more in summer, obviously.
Of course. Yeah. Like, summer in Melbourne is awesome.
Oh,
like,
it's, yeah.
Like, it's a bit of a teaser, isn't it? Like, you go through summer and you're like, oh, I love this place. And then winter comes and
yeah, the excuses come and, you know, it's a bit too cold. But some of our, I think the people that do join boot camp, they like the fresh air. They understand that it's going to be cold, but once they get moving, it's fine. It's all part and parcel of it.
It is. Yeah. It's why we live in Melbourne. You get used to the winters and you push through. And I think if you did drop off over that winter, like it'd be so much harder to retain them and get them back. Like they might go find something else that suits them during that period. So like, why stop something?
Yeah.
And potentially lose clients. So
yeah. And it's something that we sort of account for with our, you know, with our marketing, with our budgets and whatnot, we're sort of aware that, hey, this is going to be our peak times. This is going to be more challenging times. So how can we help our coaches get through this? Yeah, it's just the challenge of the business that we've chosen.
It's all we have to cover. So you've got Bootcamp Co as well, but you've also got Fit Camp Co.
So Fit Camp's like an extension. It's like a health retreat that we've sort of just started.
Yep.
Or we haven't actually actioned that yet. We're first retreats this year for the Island. So we've got, like, you know, the ice bath. We're getting sort of different coaches in the health and wellbeing space to come down and I guess bring their clients down as well. So it's more of a collaboration. It's not just, hey, Bootcamp Co, we're hosting it. It's, hey, look, who can we get? Can we get, you know, people in the wellness space, yoga space, Pilates, whatever. We'll make the retreat really, I guess, appealing.
Yeah. So who's it for?
For anyone. So members, non-members, and anyone that just wants to get away for 5 days and be around, I guess, you know, self-development, whether it's training. We'll have a boot camp element, obviously. There'll be like an ice bath element. There'll be some other stuff as well, like, you know, learning nutrition, sleep. That's something that we've sort of done, like, first little sort of pre-sale
test.
Yep. And then we'll just lay that out over the next couple of months and...
Mm. So that'll run in November.
November. Okay. I think it's late November.
There's no date locked in yet.
There is a date. Yeah, we've booked accommodation. It's in Phillip Island.
Oh, nice.
There's a nice big sand dunes. Spew Hill.
Oh, man. Sands.
I might have to look into it. I wouldn't mind coming down to Phillip Island and doing something like that. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It'll work the lactate for sure. there's some good, really good sort of hills up there, and we'll get the campers doing that as well.
That's awesome. That's something I might consider. Carl, should we lock in?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's close as well. Like, Phillip Island's enough to sort of feel like you get in the way, but you're not, like, 3 hours away. I guess where you come from, it turns. But we've been down there a lot. We've held a few retreats there just for Bootcamp Co. So we know what it's like.
Yeah.
And now we just want to extend that and be like, hey, let's try and collaborate with other coaches and not just be within Bootcamp.
And it's a way to, I guess, advertise yourself as well. Like, more people understand what your true, like, values are, what Fitness Co is. Sorry, not Fitness Co. Bootcamp Co is. So that's a pretty special thing that you're doing for the people.
Yeah, it's just another sort of, as I said, extension that I feel like will bring more coaches together as well. Because that's what we do. Like, we work with coaches, so it's good sort of, I guess, networking for us.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just for Bootcamp Co, but just to sort of, you know, because some of our coaches run excursions, and like once a month they might do a boxing excursion, they might do a swim excursion. So it's good to know as many coaches as we can in the space. Yeah.
And been around like-minded people and share ideas, and you might work out a few different things that you can implement into your business from just a simple thing like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, so that's the plan.
So each boot camp, what's it sort of tailored? Is it more HIIT sessions? How does that all operate?
Yeah, so we keep it pretty simple. It's one of our values, simplicity. when we bring a coach on, we're like, hey, don't overcomplicate this. Like, we're dealing with beginners. They just need to be able to move well, don't injure them, you know, keep things basic. So there's a good, but we want to keep it fun. It's boot camp. They don't want, you know, robotic program. So there's a bit of boxing, there's some, you know, strength work. Obviously it's low impact. We don't need to be doing plyometrics. We don't need to be doing long hard sessions like we do. So it's quite simple, but it's on a rotating roster, whereas they come different days, they get a bit of everything. And look, we don't, even when we explain to our prospects on the phone, we don't really go into what's in the program, because they don't really need to know that. They need to know that, hey, we're going to look after you, we're going to get you stronger. You're going to, obviously, you know, if you move, you're probably going to get your results, because you're starting from way back.
Yeah.
So just trust us. You know, we'll be good range of training. We're not going to
come along.
Yeah. Get there at least 3 times a week. That's what we really try and push.
Yeah.
Get your 3 a week and just keep it up, because, that's all they really need to do.
Is it most mornings that?
Yeah. So three mornings, three evenings. So 7 sessions in a week.
Oh, okay.
Three mornings, three evenings, and a Saturday. So there's an option. You get some maniacs doing like 6 sessions a week. You're like, by all means, you can do that. But
do you see them burn out at a point, or some are just...
Oh, it's more the ones that are just really, I guess, addicted to your brand. I don't know. Like,
some people really just want to make the most of their membership. Yeah,
that's
true. It's funny how some people just go from like one extreme to the other. Like, they would join up to something and they go, bang, I've got to do 6 sessions. But sometimes it's not realistic over the like long term. Like, they may burn out because they're going to 6 sessions a week.
And we all know that it's, you know, longevity. We really try and drill that in, and it's not a 6-week program and you're going to be, you know, healed. It's like, hey, you got to enjoy this, and if you don't enjoy it, you're probably not going to stick around. So
it's always a long-term thing too, I think. Like, there's the fitness industry does sell short-term like success for an individual, but largely it comes down to what are they doing in 2 to 5 years time. Like, yeah, they can have all these little short-term goals that were successful, but the long-term is, you know, I see is the most important for an individual.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, 6-week challenges, a lot of, which is great. Like, you want people to get results, like a bit of skin in the game.
Yeah.
To actually sort of see, hey, what's the next?
Mm.
But we all know that it's, you know, it's a long-term thing, and if people really want long-term results, they need to be able to stick to something they enjoy. Yeah. I don't think it's too complicated around that.
Yeah, definitely. What about the... So you're talking about programs. Do you let the coaches do them or...
Good question. So when we sort of bring coaches on board, they're like, so who does the programming? And we've thought about like creating the programs and doing all that, but we're like, hey, let's just give you a structure. Let's make it like, you know, today's boxing, today's low body, and next week's a bit different. And we might, we're actually looking at sort of structuring our next sort of year. Like, we'll give the names of the classes some names and some specifics, like whether it's, you know, Tabata this or EMOM this, and they can sort of have a little bit of a idea of what the session should be like and then program it. But that, in essence, they get to create it, because we really want the coach's personality to come out and actually just, you know, provide a good session. We don't want it to be like, you know, you're doing this and then they're not stimulated because they didn't create it. So yeah, it's for a coach that wants to sort of create and not just rock up and be like, this is what we're doing. So they need to be organized.
No, that's good. So like, they can put in things that they actually enjoy themselves and not just be, you know, controlled by something that because I know like BFT, like I'm pretty sure they all do the same thing. Like, every club does the exact same thing. So
and I think
it just varies, and I guess they're a little bit different because they're franchised out, and it's a bit more of a, I don't know, money. I don't know. It's just different, because you're tailored for beginners. BFT is probably a little bit more upper. I mean, like, for people that want to get more fitter than what they already are. As well.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that you got to try and differentiate yourself from, I guess, other businesses. Like, okay, what are coaches? Some coaches want to just be able to rock up and run a good session and focus more on having a good time. And some coaches want to probably experiment more with their programming. And yeah, we sort of want to attract those coaches because we feel like they're going to have more involvement and more engagement, I guess, within our program.
Do you feel that's the biggest difference for your boot camps as opposed to other boot camps?
Yeah, boot camps I haven't really looked into sort of too much what's out there. I know there's outdoor training in some other states. I have looked into sort of how they operate. But yeah, we've really just tried to stay in our own lane, and sort of, like, it hasn't always worked. Like, some coaches come in and sort of probably want that structure because they're too tied up with client retention and keeping them happy. They're like, oh shit, I need to actually program for this week, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, it's you never really get it right. I think you just gotta go with something and then attract the right people. So I think that answers your question. I don't know if I
want to. Definitely did.
Another thing I wanted to touch on is, like, with all this business, like, obviously you're pretty busy with business, but how do you fit in your triathlon training? Well, for me, I had to put in at least 10 to 15 hours to get a result that I did. And I'm just curious, like, how did you find the time to manage it? Like, what did your day-to-day look like when you were training a bit harder
for an event? I think the event made me really... And then it's on, you know, training peaks. It's like 12 weeks to your event. Make sure you're training. I'm good that way. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm pretty good nonetheless. Like I sort of have to have training in my routine. Otherwise, I let like probably little things get to me.
Every day.
Yeah. Every day. If I'm probably sick, I'm obviously not going to train, but I'm pretty like, oh, I need to do something, even if it's just a quick strength session. So I'm pretty good. I don't really rely on motivation to get me through it. So I guess, as I touched on before, with our life planning day, I'm like, I'll look at my week that I've got from my coach and then I'll sort of like, all right, I can get a swim in here. I might drop Tia off at daycare and get that done and then come back and start work.
Mm.
I might fit in a run at night because that's the only time I've got.
Yeah.
But I haven't really let it slip. I haven't done the program to a T. I look at the time that I probably should be doing. I'm like, nah, let's cut the swim short. Let's cut this short. But I still get the accomplishment of just doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not too focused on, you know, being a really good triathlete because I'm probably not going to be.
Yeah.
Because I've got, you know, other things going on. I'm not using it as an excuse, but I just enjoy the, what am I enjoying? I'm really enjoying sort of just that,
effort.
Because triathlon just tests you. I haven't had that. Footy brought that out of me.
Yeah.
But then I got injured and I was like, what do I do? And this just tests you. Like it sucks.
And but I think that's why it's addictive.
It sucks, but it's good.
It's so addictive though, like, because it's so hard, but like the hardness just makes it.
Does,
like,
doesn't it?
After you just want like, more of it. Like,
I remember after the race, I saw you and I was like, the whole run, I'd have hated it. And then after, I was like, oh, when's the next one?
I was literally thinking the same. Like, I actually loved the run. I don't know why. I'm a bit of a sicko. But once you get to that red carpet, you're like, oh my God, what's next? Like, I'm coming for that next big thing. Like, for you, do you know what that is yet?
I'm going to do the Melbourne Marathon in November.
First one.
First one. Awesome. Traveling for 6 weeks in Europe. So I'm like, oh, I'll just run in the, you know,
cruise around,
feel the cities,
check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really keen to keep things up that way. And then I think the end goal, when I say the end goal, I think I want to really sort of do an Ironman eventually. But again, I haven't got a time limit. I'm not putting an expiration date on my triathlon because I feel like it's something that I'm probably going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can do it when you're buddy 50.
Yeah, it's something really that's going to be there all the time.
And I think I reckon 2024, I might just bite the bullet and say,
let's get one done
and
awesome
and collapse.
Might see you there again. We might cross paths.
might have to do a bit more running. I think your running split was very good compared to mine.
So you're holidaying in Europe for 6 weeks?
6 weeks, yeah. Nice. So
whereabouts are you going?
Italy and Greece.
Yes.
This is like our super delayed honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
We've got obviously all the COVID stuff, but bringing Tia along, our parents are going. It's going to be a bit of a family venture.
Mm. I think sounds amazing, to be honest.
Obviously, we can look after Tia. And
6 weeks, getting away from Melbourne winter.
I've always clocked Melbourne winter, so I'm looking forward to just tops off running and in the sun.
I might have to turn off my social media so I don't see any of this.
So you don't see it. Yeah, fair play. All right, so we've started a tradition. So at the end of each episode, we like you to pick one of the cards there. So it's a deep dive conversation. So you're going to pick one of the cards and hand it to me and I'll read it out to you.
All right.
So our intention is to have a bit more of a deeper conversation and hopefully these questions elicit that.
All right, let's go number one.
Number one. Nice. Thank you. So number one is, what's something you're truly grateful for in life and why?
Well, that's an easy one. Man. my daughter, Tia, like that's... just a real game changer. I think when you get caught up with work and you just look over and you see her smiling, you just like it's just an addiction. She's like a drug. You just like, whenever she, that's probably not the right way to put it, but she just makes you so happy.
Yeah.
And I think grateful is the word I'm looking for as well.
Mm.
And Alexandra can probably attest to that as well. That's why I'm really mindful of actually just scheduling time out. Like, hey, phone's down. yes, an email might come through, but we've actually, you know, T is not going to be, you know, 9 months and playing around like this for, you know, for you know, she's only me once. So actually commit to this time with her. And I think a lot of like room for improvement with that side of things. But I think at the end of the day, like it's just, yeah, you're just sort of really grateful that we've got a healthy child and she's almost one. So,
gone quick.
Gone quick. Yeah, I've got my 30th next month. She's one. Everyone's going to be coming just for her. I know that. It's not me.
Are you overseas for your 30?
No, she's not here. But yeah, I think that's just the main thing that, she can sort of bring a tear to your eye if you really let it, if you really think about it. But like, it's been the best thing. Like parenting, like, yeah, it's hard, but it's just like, I think it just makes you level up in a way that you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your problems probably like erode when you look at your daughter and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Like, you're just like, get out of your own head and you've got this beautiful thing that you need to just, you know, look after. And
did it give you a lot more meaning to life?
Yeah, of course. Like you sort of, actually it's weird, even like when you're training, you just like, you know, I don't know, like little motivations when you train. Yeah, you have this voice in your head.
Yeah.
And Goggins over there, you're like yelling at you. But I'm just like, you know, you just got, when you got, you know, Tia there and you, it gets pretty weird in your own head when you know, making conversations to make you run faster or push harder, or whether it's business related, you know, you don't want to do this work, but you're like, oh, well, shit, I need to put food on the table and
more reason.
And be, you know, I guess an inspiration, you know, for when she grows up. So, yeah, I guess you sort of use these, her as an inspiration as well. So,
well, there will be a time where you're 40 doing an Ironman and she's about 10 years old and she's watching you cross the line. So that'll be pretty special when that happens.
Yeah, we're going to get her in her nippers when she's out here. Get her swimming.
Throw her in.
She's done her swim lessons. She started her swim lessons and she's, I think she's a fish, mate. She'll
start early.
She'll start early. She's better swimmer than me already, I reckon.
That's a great response. I love it. And I guess it's something that us two don't really have that to like compare like to like being a father yet. So something that will probably come into our lives later down the track. Not yet though.
Brando's not even close.
I'm definitely a lot of years away from that, but no, it's good to like see people's perspectives on how it changes their lives.
And I think the key thing is like you can do it all. Like, yeah, you can train. Yeah, you can run a business. Yeah, you can have a relationship. I think it's just, if it's sort of a priority to you, you'll make it happen. Yeah, it'll be hard. Mm. Like, you'll want to quit, but you can make it happen. You can make it happen.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We love that. And we might leave it there, but thanks so much for coming onto the show. You're officially a type mate of ours.
Beautiful.
And I've definitely learned a lot from this discussion that I'll take into my life. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
And also just in regards to your business, how can people contact you?
Yeah, so on the socials, bootcamp.co, Instagram. Same with YouTube. We've actually got like we try to make our YouTube quite educational for trainers and coaches, like a lot of sort of different exercises that they can use in their group sessions. So you can find us on there, bootcamp.co.
That's cool.
If you want to have a look at me on my social media, it's not that special, but I think it's anthony.tataro.
Yeah.
And
you're doing a podcast as well?
Yeah. So we've got a podcast at Bootcamp Co. We really get our whether it's coaches on, different coaches in the industry, or we get our clients on to tell their story with Bootcamp Co as well. That's the client and coach podcast. So some really good stories there. If you sort of want to hear, I guess, some transformations or some coaches that are really sort of making some waves in industry as well.
And if they're also interested in Fit Camp Co. Also through socials.
Through socials, fitcamp.co as well. So our health retreat in November. It'll be really good just to network and I guess just provide a good time for people to actually level up and get better.
It's awesome. It's very exciting.
Well, thank you.